Greetings. This is Larry Scherer for Yah's Assembly, and the title for today's show is Satan's Devices. In my book, The End of the New World Order, I often say that the world is the way it is because of sin, which is defined in 1 John 3:4 as the transgression of the law. We pick up the show now, the lesson, and John, the 8th chapter, we're going to read verses 43, 44, and 45. Why do you not know what I say? Because you are unable to hear my word. This is Yeshua talking to the Pharisees. They're debating, as they did so often in Scripture, about various subjects they didn't understand or they didn't agree about. Well, the reason they didn't understand what he was saying is because you have to be called and you have to be given the Spirit and have spiritual sightedness. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So this is identifying, really, Satan's nature, Satan's character, that he was the one that basically started lying, started deceiving, started being a murderer, because when you break the commandments and you go the route of rebellion, that is the spirit of murder. Verse 45, and because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. So the very nature here of Satan is revealed, and that actually predates mankind, which is when the start of the New World Order began. It began before mankind was created, with Satan's rebellion, when he took a third of the messengers with him, through lies, through deception, through the way that he is, which he is a deceiver. His method is to divide and conquer and to cause rebellion. And that is that was the start of all of this. So people think that the New World Order started back with, let's say, the globalists or the Rothschilds or even Babylon. Well, it started long before that. So we're going to go and read Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. And we're going to come up with what I believe and what I talk about in my book was the real start of the New World Order. When Satan rebelled, when Satan wanted to go against his creator for a lot of reasons, which we won't get into all those details. But in Isaiah 14 and verse 12, that's where we're going to start, and we're going to finish up in verse 14. It says, how have you fallen from the heavens, O Hillel? Well, that's just one of Satan's many, many names. If you want a good study, you want to understand all about Satan's nature and character, do a study on Satan's names, because it describes who he is and what he is and how he operates. Son of the morning, you have been cut down to the ground. You have laid low the nations, and indeed he has. For you have said in your heart, let me go up to the heavens. Let me raise my throne above the stars of El, and let me sit in the mountain of appointment on the sides of the north. Let me go up above the heights of the clouds, and let me be like the Most High. So you see here his ambition or his goal and desire. It says what you've said in your heart. See, heart is a very important indicator of really what a person is all about. And so here he wants to usurp the authority of his creator. And so this goes on even today. Satan's goal is to raise his throne, and he does have a throne. He had a throne then, he has a throne now, as the God of this world, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And so he wants to take his power, his authority that has been given. Remember, it hasn't been taken away from him yet. He still has it, and he's still involved in usurping Yahweh. He's, through very many different, let's say, devices or schemes and the way that he actually operates. And so this goes on throughout history, where he tried to convince people and deceive people. It started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Then you have the Genesis 6 scenario, the Tower of Babel, Baal worship, and the Babylonian system, and other forms of, let's say, pagan or false worship throughout history. Now, how is he operating to usurp Yah's authority? Well, he's doing that with the New World Order through transhumanism and the vaccines, which replaces, and this, listen very carefully now, the vaccines, when you study into it, it changes human DNA and it replaces it with Satan's DNA, which in reality creates a new species. People that have, well, I don't know how far I should go, but people that have been vaccinated are in a lot of trouble, more than just having their lives at stake. They're in a lot of trouble spiritually. We'll talk about that in more detail at another time. So the end game is to totally change the human creation and make it a part of the matrix that is Satan's DNA and Satan's matrix. Basically, the end game, that's the end game as far as I'm concerned, besides just depopulation and other things, but that's the most important thing, is to destroy the human creation, to destroy mankind, to destroy Yah's children, kill the planet, rather. So you see that going on right now. All this is happening. We're facing extinction events in many different ways, which I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't like to do that. So if you really want to know how the New World Order ends, now that's the agenda, that's the plan. Will the plan work? Will the plan be carried out? I would suggest strongly you read my book, The End of the New World Order, if you really want to know how it ends and whether Satan is going to be successful. I have mentioned many times that throughout Scripture we need to understand that there is a false system and a true system of worship. How can you tell? How do you know? That's what this show is all about, Satan's devices. Paul understood this. Many times he, and we're going to touch on a lot of those Scriptures today so that you understand, Paul had a thorough understanding of how Satan was working and how this whole false system of worship was set up and how it was affecting the brethren in the first century assembly. And so we're going to go now to 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, and we're going to go to verse 11. Here Paul is, like I said, very much aware of Satan's devices. And so he's warning the Corinthians. Don't get taken in now. Understand what's going on here. So this verse, Paul, the first verses 1 through 10, what has happened here, the background before we read verse 11, is there was a man that was put out of the assembly, and now he has repented, and he's come back into the assembly. And so Paul is encouraging the brethren here to accept them, to forgive him, and to welcome him back. Otherwise, just the sadness and the sorrow, people get very depressed when they feel that, well, I've repented, why am I now a pariah? And so Paul was trying to stop that from actually happening. So we read here in verse 11, which is kind of the conclusion or the summation of the verses 1 through 10. It says here, lest Satan take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That's King James. And I read mainly from the scripture translation. It says thoughts. Well, devices, when you look it up in the Greek, basically what it means is it's a method or a instrument by which Satan can cause us to sin. And so when we are in a situation where we have wrong emotions, and he was trying to tell the Corinthians, look, don't get caught up in this spirit of unforgiveness. There's other, whenever you get into negative emotions, negative thoughts and feelings, really, that are contrary to our instructions in Scripture. A lot of people have unresolved anger. They're unforgiving. I know people that things happened to them years and years ago, and they're stuck. They're stuck in that, and they can't get out of it, so they don't grow spiritually. So Paul is saying, look, don't get caught in this device. Don't get caught in this trap. Now, there's another place in Scripture that talks about something very, very similar. And we're going to go there now in Ephesians 6. And we're going to read again another warning, another admonition from Paul to the Ephesian assembly, where he says here, we're going to start in verse 11. It says here, put on the complete armor of Elohim, for you have power to stand against the... Now, in the King James, it says wiles, in my translation, it says schemes of the devil. Now, a lot of people, when they read this, the wiles of the devil, really, when you put it into English, that's a pretty bad translation, because today, when we think of something that's wild, we think of something that's crazy. So we think that Satan is a wild and crazy guy and anything, but that's anything but the truth. Satan is very intelligent. So when you look up the word in the Greek, the wiles or the schemes, you find out that Satan is very intelligent. And this talks about his methodology, see, his method. Everything he does is well planned out. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he can outsmart any human being. People make the mistake of thinking that they can outsmart human beings, and they can't. And the globalists put themselves on a par or an equal with Satan, and that's a very big mistake. So when Satan implements his methodology, what it does actually is it causes people to sin. And that's exactly what the other example that I just read to you. Now, the only problem, really, with his methodology and with his pride and his vanity, where he thinks he can exalt himself above the Most High, is that he's insane. But insane people, crazy people, deceive people, they don't understand their own state of mind. So what happens when people begin to sin, and of course I've already explained to you this, that Satan was the originator of sin. It talks about Ezekiel 28, when iniquity was found in you, he was the father of lies, and he was a murderer. Sin affects people in a very harmful and evil way. And that is, they actually make them confused. It confounds them. It takes away their very soundness of mind. That's why I often say, and I express and explain this in detail in my book, that the globalists are the most deceived people on the planet. They're deceived because they worship somebody that's insane. They're Luciferians and so on, the different names of people, the cabal and all the names that people have for it. So Satan thinks he can outsmart his creator, but the catch is this. Yahweh has a plan for mankind, and so he allows Satan to go on and do what he's doing. He allows the world to continue in sin, and he's basically playing Satan like a fiddle. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's allowing mankind to sin. He loves us enough to allow us to sin so we can exercise our free moral agency and prove to him over our lifetime that we're going to choose to love him of our own free will, not by coercion or bribery or other influences and methods that Satan can impose upon us. People do not understand the position and the power and authority that Satan actually have, but that's expressed in Revelation 12:9, which says, paraphrase it, it basically says that Satan the devil who deceived the whole world. Now that's a very bodacious statement. That's a statement that a lot of people have a hard time accepting and believing that. The whole world? How could he do that? Well, we're talking about that today. He deceives the whole world. And so people have a hard time believing that. But the truth is, that's exactly what he does through his various methodologies and his various deceptions. And this deception permeates, and it is a part of every part of the world's culture, society, education, agriculture, healthcare. It permeates everything. And so we have to understand that all these things are false. There's some people out there that are pretty smart, I guess, in a carnal way. They don't have the spiritual understanding that they think they have, but they begin to understand and see and say to people, everything's a lie. Yes, everything is a lie. And the only truth, of course, is in Scripture. He says His Word is truth. So what I've done in my book to demonstrate this, this is total comprehension of deception and methodology, is I created a graphic, and it talks about Satan's plan for mankind. And let me read to you. I'm just going to give you an overview to show you the kind of power and authority. And all of these things here are Satan's methodology. He's convinced people that these things are the right way to go. He convinced people that this is just normal. It's normal to be sick. It's normal to have all the problems that we have. No, it's not. None of these things are normal. These things are evil. These things are sin. So let me go ahead and begin to read this page. It's a graphic. It says, the New World Order Eugenics Agenda, Satan's Plan for Mankind. Well, eugenics is the, let's call it the science, by which they make changes in the ecosystem. They make changes in mankind's, modus operandi. And so Satan is doing that. It says here, the great culling, all right? So this is Satan's agenda. And so I'll go ahead and read to you some of the things that he has done that mankind now feel that this is acceptable, this is good, and it's not. And this is, and so the eugenics program that he has is to eliminate and basically depopulate the human race or species from planet Earth. So first I have is abortion. A lot of to-do today about that, and we'll get in that in a little more detail in a little bit. False religion. That's one of his most powerful methods by which he is able to deceive and control mankind. Next one is pharmaceuticals. Well, there's a lot to be said for pharmaceuticals. People think that medicine heals, and only a few pharmaceuticals really heal or do good. The rest just keep people sick and coming back for another dose of something that will cover the pain or discomfort. And once you get hooked into that, it'll never end. It's not true healing. fiat currency. Well, it's not worth the paper it's written on. A lot of people are starting to understand that. Fluoride. Fluoride is an aluminum waste product. It doesn't heal or prevent cavities. It actually causes brain cancer and bone cancer. Geoengineering, one of my favorite subjects. Climate change. Well, what's climate change really caused by? Could it be geoengineering by putting chemicals and toxins by the tons and tons and millions of tons into our atmosphere that is actually changing our climate? Well, my time is about up. Thank you for listening. We'll continue the rest of this lesson in part 2.